Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Playing the hits from the 70s, 80s, and more you just love to sing along with. Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 6:04. And it was Michael Matulowicz, the first winner in the Beasley Media Group Nationwide Contest. Last hour, $1,000.
Oh, my God, this is the best thing that's happened.
Ever.
Nice.
The best thing that's ever happened.
Oh, my God, this is the best thing that's happened.
That's how you feel.
If that, it's Monday. So, you know what? He just took Monday over its knee and it spanked its buttocks.
Yes, he did.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
Not only is it the best way to start off your work day, but just the work week.
Well, yeah.
And the final full week of April.
I'd call out. You fire him, I'd just call out. You know,
really?
I'm not coming in today. I want $1,000, so guess what?
I'm thinking about going fishing.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
But, Mike, I've never seen you fish. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. We're going, what's it called? Fly fishing.
Fly fishing.
What we're doing. You just stand in the water, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we're doing right there.
Everybody survived the weekend. Carla Ray in Pahrump, S-R-O.
Man, yes. Sold out. Completely
nice.
Sold out.
Nice.
Listen, I got to tell you, and I know you're not. Actually, I shouldn't say that. That's the one other thing that you drink once in a while.
Every once in a while.
You and Jody need to go out there. So at comedy, they do comedy. Once a year, they do this big fundraiser.
Yeah.
And I've been a part of it a few times. It was so much fun. And it's at Sanders Family Winery, which has like this little outdoor amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It couldn't have been a more perfect night. The sun setting right on the vineyard. It was gorgeous. And the show was phenomenal. Worked with my friend Don Barnhart and then left with a trunk load of wine. Oh, man.
Good
they kept
for you.
Saying, do you want some? And I, no, I can't. I'm driving back to, you know what, I have a little glass, and I'm going to drive back. You know what? I can drive back later. Give me just a tiny bit more, because I'll just drive later. It's no big deal.
And then put the other box.
Yes, exactly.
In the trunk.
That would be great. Oh, my God. But, yeah, you and Jody should go out there. Pahrump Valley Wineries. They have a restaurant, beautiful restaurant, so you can eat and then do some tasting.
It's been a while.
It's so much fun. And thank you. We have a ton of listeners out there. Thank you for turning us on.
Sunshine and warm today. Going to be nice. High in the low to mid 90s. They say all week long, 65 this morning as you wake up. First off, to some cheap, trashy, chatty gossip entertainment tabloid news coming up.
I have breaking news. You will want to keep it tuned in. Breaking news about the Duchess of Cambridge.
All right, more on that and other stories after Supertramp.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Ray's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news.
Well, Barbara Bush was laid to rest on Saturday. It was really good. Some great eulogies, including Jeb Bush's, of course, that being his mother. We'll play a little bit of that, you know, a little bit later on. But really, really good. It was very upbeat, too. Really upbeat. And they talked a lot about her being just that. You know, it was really, really quite a joy to watch, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Some sad news over the weekend. Vern Troyer passed away Saturday, 49 years old. No word on the cause of death, but a statement from his people suggests it might have had something to do with he battled a lot of demons. So, you know, I'm sure it had to do with that in some way. Mike Myers says he hopes he's in a better place now. He sure liked working with him. He said he was definitely the consummate professional. And, Mike, you know what? I mentioned a couple of deaths. Well, breaking news.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay!
The Duchess of Cambridge has given birth to a bouncing baby boy. It's here! The royal baby is here! No name yet. Now it is William and Kate's third child. This child is now fifth in line to the British throne.
So, so he could basically do anything he wants.
Whatever. Whatevs, dude. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
No pressure.
No, not at all. None at all. The baby is weighing in at 8 pounds, 7 ounces. So, yeah, fifth in line. Whatever, you know.
So, as he gets older, he'll say, so I'm not even in the top three.
No. No.
But I'm still in the top five.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. If a big tornado comes along and takes away those four others. Oh, man. I got to do what? Yeah, but I'm sure he'll still have to go through king training. I don't know. I'm sure there's some king training in there. But yeah, fifth in line. Huh, whatever. You know what? Get comfortable, little baby boy.
Yeah.
That is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour, sponsored by Station Casinos.
6:24, you had mentioned the funeral for Barbara Bush in the entertainment news. And it was quite the gathering of former presidents and the current first lady.
Yep.
Who, by the way, the big story was she was smiling.
Well, she doesn't smile that often. She was sitting next to President Obama, and I think he was just telling her jokes or tickling her the whole time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. She was just smiling and laughing it up.
Maybe she was just happy to be out.
Maybe that's it.
I don't know.
Yes, maybe that's it.
A lot of people reading, I think, a lot more into this than...
People just have to comment on things. But she did look happy.
She did. Jeb Bush, Barbara Bush's son, who was the governor of Florida, made remarks at the funeral, and here's some of that.
As I stand here today to share a few words about my mom, I feel her looming presence behind me. And I know exactly what she's thinking right now. Jeb, keep it short. Don't drag this out. People have already heard enough remarks already. And most of all, don't get weepy.
Don't get weepy.
No, do
Jeb.
Not get weepy. And he did. He got a little emotional. I mean, you just do. But he did. Gosh, he did a great job of eulogizing her. And she was a pretty outspoken woman, that's for sure. They mentioned somebody who ran against her husband at one time, a female who ran against him. They didn't say her name. It was Geraldine Ferraro.
Oh.
And she referred to her as a word that rhymed with witch. And
really?
Then later she said, I'm sorry I said that. But they say she always spoke her mind, and she regretted it a lot of the time.
The one story I heard that I thought was pretty funny, I guess this was upon hearing that her husband, the senior Bush, was going to parachute again.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted a parachute in Houston and drop by the church where they got married.
Yeah.
And her comeback was, well, at least he'll be close to a cemetery.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Wow.
Yes, she had quite a wit.
And sense
definitely
of humor.
Definitely quite a wit. They say she was one of the best moms, like as far as first ladies go. One of the best moms.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
It's interesting reading some of the stuff that has come out. Yeah. Interesting woman. Funny woman who spoke her mind. She really did.
All right. Here you go. First chance to win all this week, Carla.
Mm-hmm.
And about this time, we're giving away prize packs from the CW 33. Just remember to watch The Big Bang Theory weeknights, 7 o'clock on the CW 33. Channel 33, Cable 6 from the Kelleher Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. This also includes a $50 Visa gift card.
Okay.
Spend it any way you want it. Just looking for caller number 9 right now, 702-739-9636. If you're up, awake, can dial the phone. Congratulations, Beth Reynolds. She picked up the CW 33 prize pack that includes a $50 Visa gift card. Just remember to watch The Big Bang Theory weeknights, 7 o'clock on the CW 33, Channel 33, Cox Cable 6, Mike and Carla Morning Show, Blondie, Heart of Glass, KKLZ. Make sure you're listening 8 o'clock for your next chance to put a grand in your hand. Details coming up soon on the station number 1 for playing the hits of the 70s, 80s, and more. 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, 6:37. The big question last couple of days, when do we start round 2 of the NHL playoffs?
I know, it's big mystery, isn't it?
Vegas Golden Knights have had, since they swept the LA Kings, have had a few days off, and now we know we're going to play the San Jose Sharks. We just don't know when. I got to be honest. I don't think. A lot of people are saying, well, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I've had people tell me, oh, I got tickets for Wednesday.
Yeah.
I don't think you can start round 2 until all the teams are done with round 1. And there are 2 other series going on in the East with, I believe, Boston and Toronto and Columbus and Washington.
Okay.
Now, the West, we're all set. It's going to be Vegas and San Jose, Winnipeg, Nashville.
Yeah.
But I think we have to wait. And that will happen if they go 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
That wraps up on Wednesday.
Right.
So I think the first chance that we can start our series would be Thursday, but I don't know for sure.
Right. Now ticket sites, other ticket sites have tickets available for Wednesday. a game Wednesday at the T-Mobile. Now on the Vegas Golden Knights on the NHL site, they don't have them up yet, but at noon they go on sale today. Playoff tickets go on sale at noon today.
Okay.
So, you know, hopefully when you go to buy them, you'll know when you're buying them for. I would trust the NHL site. I'm not saying they're not playing Wednesday. I don't know, but that seems to be coming up everywhere. But who knows? Who knows? So, yeah, but you should know at noon what you're buying tickets for. Right.
And, of course, when we find out officially, we will pass it along to
certainly.
You. And, by the way, something else I want to throw out. If there is somebody with tickets and that friend drops out, Carla is always available to go to
her
first Golden Knights game.
Yeah, let me know, people. Just let me know. I'm a barrel of fun. I really am. We could have a great time. Or you can just not even talk to me because I want to watch the game. But, you know, I'll be there.
You'll be there.
Yes.
Okay. Because all weekend long, people are into this.
I know.
And all weekend long, everywhere we went, that was the chant. If you saw somebody out, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
By the way, go Knights, go.
I keep running into people with the coolest t-shirts. It's like, where'd you get that one?
All right, so we'll see what happens. And hopefully later today we'll know. That is one concert a lot of people are looking forward to. Journey, Def Leppard.
Yes.
Details on the concert page of the website, 96.3kklz.com. Check out that. Boy, there is a lot of stuff going on this morning and want to get to it. First of all, right off the bat, Alanis Morissette. Alanis Morissette sold out like that.
Yes, she sure did. That Friday night, what is it, the 22nd, I believe it is.
The Pearl at the Palms Casino Resort, they announced that there's another show added.
What?
Saturday, September 29th.
It's going to
be at 9 o'clock. Tickets on sale this Friday. And I believe Wendy Rush will have tickets for you.
Awesome.
To win before you could even buy them for that second show that they've added.
What's the date of the second show?
Saturday, September 29th.
Wow. Okay.
And that's going to be at the Pearl of the Palms. So
that's
hold on.
Awesome.
Let me check. I want to make sure.
I know. I'm checking too. Yeah, okay. Cool.
11:40. 11:40.
Awesome.
Wendy Rush will have your tickets for that. And
love
then,
that.
One of the more iconic bands of the 80s is coming to Las Vegas at the Pearl inside the Palms and at Simple Minds. Coming to Vegas, hit after hit after hit. That also going to be at the Pearl Concert Theater.
It's a great show.
It's going to be at the Palms on Sunday, October 21st. Tickets go on sale Friday, this Friday, 10 a.m. Larry Martino will have your first chance to win tickets.
Oh, excellent.
3:40 this afternoon with his Martino's Mystery Melody. Added
sounds
show
good.
For Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, that's great. Now, her first show, keep in mind, people, it's in June. But that sold out. So, like Mike said, September 29th.
And then Simple Minds, they go on sale this Friday.
Okay.
But
man,
that's going to be October 21st at the Pearl at the Palms.
Oh,
all details about these shows and others on the concert page at the website, 96.3kklz.com. Could not wait to get back to work this morning because I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah.
This happened to a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he's dating this girl for a while. She calls time out, wants to go on a break.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. She just wanted to go on a break.
Okay.
It's been a while. They've known each other for a long time. He's called her a couple of times, texted her a couple of times, just checking out, reaching out to her. No big deal.
Right.
Never heard from her.
Okay. Oh,
never answered the phone, never texted back.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Come to find out last week, ended up with this girl, met her at a bar, went back to her place, made out a little bit. I go, what are you, in seventh grade?
We went
you
to
made
second
out?
Base. Okay.
He goes, but that's it. I stopped because I was thinking about her So he left.
Okay.
He told me nothing happened. I tend to believe him. Fast forward a couple of days, he gets a call finally from the girl that was on the break with him.
Okay.
She wants to get back together. Can we have dinner? He says to her, if we're going to move forward, I just want to be honest with you.
Oh, no.
Here's what happened a couple of days ago, but nothing happened.
Okay.
We just made out. I couldn't go through with it. Came home.
home.
Right.
She got pissed, got up, walked out. Haven't heard from her since.
I got all sorts of things going through my head here. I really do. Yeah, why'd he tell her?
That's the first thing I said. Why were you honest with her? Why did you say anything? Nothing happened.
See, here, my thing is, when you're on a break, you're on a break. If you both know you're on a break, I think you can kind of do what you want to do. Basically, you've broken up for a little bit.
But she says, we weren't on a break so we could date other people or find other people or wanted to be with other people.
Then she should have, you know, given him the list of things that you can't do while we're on a break. That's just ridiculously
unfair. I know
unfair.
We've talked about this topic so many times, but it always pops up.
It does. I guess, what's your definition of a break?
All right. 702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk Text Lines, powered by Centennial Toyota. Carla, this is what we always do. The voice of reason.
Yes.
That would be from our listeners. Call in. We want to hear from you on this. Who's right? Who's wrong? What do you think about this situation?
The voice of reason.
The voice of reason. Make sure you're listening in less than 30 minutes. 8 o'clock, top of the hour. Another unique code word that could help you put a grand in your hand. $1,000 winner, Vegas. That's what we're looking for in the Beasley Media Group Nationwide Contest. Details coming up soon. Van Halen and Jumpin'. Oh, by the way, people texting in.
They sure are.
And we got a couple of people on the phone that we'll get to. Do that after Van Halen and Jumpin'. All right, quick recap. Here you go. Friend of mine, been dating a girl for a while. They've known each other for a long time. She calls break.
Yeah.
He ends up meeting a girl at a bar. They go back to her place. He tells me, nothing happened, Mike. We just kind of made out a little bit. Gets a call back from the girl that he was dating originally. Says, hey, I think I'm ready to move forward now. Do you want to meet for dinner? Being the guy he is, he's honest. He says, hey, you should know, just in case we run into her or something.
Yeah.
And nothing happened. But she gets upset, walks out. Hasn't heard from her since.
Right.
Just wanted to know what you thought. I know what you think.
I got lots about this one. But yeah, we're getting some great texts. Cindy says, wow, I respect the guy for putting on the brakes, especially here in Vegas. Most guys are horn dogs. Give him another chance, woman.
Right.
Shauna says she's wrong. She's the one who wanted the break.
Mm-hmm.
He has every right to explore. Now, Doree says, are we at Central Perk? Did we not learn anything from Ross and Rachel?
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's just that, a break. You want to reevaluate your relationship.
Okay.
You know, she says he didn't sleep with someone that same night, Ross, you know, did sleep with someone, you know. This guy did not. You know, she could have at least texted and said hello. And maybe things would have been a little different. The fact that she avoided him for a while, I mean,
again,
come on.
After telling Jody this story, she goes, that's what you take away from this? He shouldn't have been honest?
Yeah.
Well, no, he shouldn't have. I said it didn't affect the relationship with the first girl, the girl he wants to date.
Yeah. I got news. Three women said he shouldn't have said one word.
All right. Buffy's on the phone. Buffy, how are you this morning?
I am wonderful, but you guys are going to give me a heart attack with these topics so early in the morning.
Oh, no.
I am screaming like a teenager. What the heck is the problem? You know what? A break is a break. Whether you snap it in half, I mean, it's done. It's not happening. He has every right to do what he wants to do. And for her to be that fickle, she needs to go somewhere. I say call the girl he almost did it with and move on.
And do it.
And be done.
Yes.
Because this is ridiculous. That's so childish. If I tell my man we're going on a break, that means I'm going to do what I want to do. You can do what you want to do.
See, that's what I think, that sometimes people take breaks so they can explore what else is out there. And by that, I mean, you know, am I sure that I want to be with this other person?
Right.
And maybe I should do something. I'm going to be honest. I'm taking a break. You don't have to say I'm sleeping with somebody. But then when you do come back together, it's like, I guess I do want to be with you.
If you seriously are thinking, maybe I want to be with somebody else, then that should be clearly laid out before.
Yeah.
Quote-unquote break. I mean, if you just need a breather because you guys are going too fast, just say, why don't we just not see each other for a couple of days, or maybe just not hang out as much.
Slow down a little bit.
Right.
But that whole break thing is, you know what? I think I'm sick of you for a minute, and I'm going to go over here.
Yes.
Yeah, let's see how that works out. Have a good day, Buffy. We still have a couple of minutes to text that word, stick, STICK, or enter it online through our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. The number you text is 40772. Still have a few minutes to do that. Would love a Vegas winner this morning, so make sure you do that. 8:05, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Sunshine and warm today, tomorrow, right through the work week. They say it's going to be nice. Low to mid-90s, the high.
Okay.
It's about 72 now. Another dose of some cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news coming up.
Yes, Mike, we do. I'm sorry. We're talking about the royal baby.
Yeah.
I have some more royal news, actually. It's
really?
It's all about the royals today. Queen Elizabeth had quite a celebration.
Oh, I bet she did. All right, more on that, plus some other stories after the Bee Gees.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla Rae's Cheap, Trashy, Chatty, Gossipy Entertainment Tabloid News.
Well, music news for you. Tears for Fears releasing their first album in 14 years. They will have a new one out.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, that last one was pretty darn good. I didn't like Tears for Fears. The guys in Bon Jovi, very funny. They all have one backstage ritual that they share, Mike. They're a little older now. Tico Torres says, there's a prerequisite. We've got to have chicken soup in the dressing room at every show.
Oh.
Not M&Ms, no particular booze, just chicken soup because it keeps the colds away. So they don't want to get sick now. They're like a...
So what do they have, like a big pot and a ladle?
I know.
And it's just like a soup kitchen? What? They
and
just
some
walk
grandmother
by?
Standing there serving it up. Come on over here, eat your chicken soup.
They're rubbing Vicks on their chest.
Good for the soul. It's good for the soul. Yeah. With your Tommy working on the dock. That's why he caught a cold in the first place. Come on over.
Things have changed. They're getting older.
They sure have. And, Coachella wrapped up this last weekend. Beyonce apparently fell during her set this weekend.
Oh.
And, you know, critics are calling it the best fall in the history of falling. It was just the best fall you've ever seen.
Wind was still blowing through her hair.
Every video you see at Coachella, she's the only one. The wind is just blowing. She looks beautiful. How does that happen? You're in the middle of a dust bowl in the desert.
Well, it's
and
Bay.
She looks, it is. It's Baychella. They renamed it Baychella. Hmm. Queen Elizabeth, Mike, more news from the Royal Palace. She celebrated her 92nd birthday on Saturday.
Wow.
Huge concert. Sting, Shaggy, Tom Jones, Kylie Minogue, and a ton more. Huge concert. She was there.
Oh, she went?
Oh, she went. She was sitting in the stands having a good old time.
Okay.
Yeah, and a few of the royals, of course, they honored her, but she had her hat, her purse, the whole bit, her shots she was doing with her gloves on. But yeah, huge celebration. 92 years old. Good. She's going to live forever. She is.
Seems
I'm
like
you, it.
It
does. She, Cher, and cockroaches. I just lump them all together.
Had the Shaggy
forever.
There.
Had the Shaggy there. Yep. Sting and Shaggy, they did a duet. They did that song they did.
Oh, okay.
And then Sting did a set as well. And Tom Jones, hello. I hope she didn't throw her underwear on stage. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry, Tommy.
Slingshot right there.
Exactly.
Hold on. Still putting them off.
That's right. It's Saturday.
Maybe she had an extra pair.
Yeah.
You know, in the purse. So
those are my Saturdays, Tommy. That's your painfully deep entertainment report.
On the back is Saturday.
It's all sponsored by Station Casinos. I'm sure they're thrilled.
Former June Fest headliner Pat Benatar, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla. 8:25. By the way, all the details about JuneFest 2018 with Rick Springfield on our website, how you can buy tickets, all that information on our website at 96.3kklz.com. Carla, read this story. This is unbelievable.
And
mom and dad, if you have kids in preschool, listen up.
Yeah, it's in Massachusetts. They're banning children at this preschool, Pentucket Workshop Preschool, banning children from using the term best friend while in school. As a matter of fact, school officials sent home a letter and said, we're banning it. It could lead to some children feeling excluded.
From what?
So, yeah, from just being friends with somebody
else. I see.
Being left out of the circle. And a lot of parents said, fine, then I'm taking my kid out of the school.
Oh.
Because I want them to be able to speak from their heart. Now, this is preschool. You know, it's preschool. So, I mean, you know, there's some of them are still wetting their pants. I mean, I'm just, you know. But, yeah, they pinned the note and said, no, we cannot tell your kids they can't say best friend. not going to happen.
Yeah.
This is...
I can't say what?
Yeah, I don't... I can't...
Who is that?
I can't say my F's anyhow right now. I'm two. Buffett. What?
So a lot of parents are saying that I'm going to pull my kid out.
Yes.
Because I'm not sure if this is the thing I want them to be taught at this point in time.
How often do you hear about parents saying, you know what, I'm pulling them out of preschool. This is ridiculous. Wow. This is, I don't even know. I
that
don't
seems
know
if a little
is,
strong. I mean.
I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing.
It's been a long time since both of us been to preschool.
Yes, it's been quite some time, but I don't even know if I was potty trained at that point. I have no idea. I just think there are bigger problems than little Timmy having a new best friend every day.
Shoes are on the wrong feet.
Exactly.
Parents, mom and dad, is this a little too much?
Wow.
I mean, if you had a note pinned to your kid when he got home or you picked him up.
You can't do what?
Hold on. Jeez. Let me see what this note
says. Hold on.
Says.
Let me see. I'm going to change you while I'm reading this note.
Okay.
Wow.
You can't say best friend anymore.
Well, you can't pronounce either word anyhow.
Exactly. I got a bugger in my nose. 702-739-9636. If you're a parent, preschoolers can't say best friend anymore.
No.
Can't use the term.
Can't use the term. Bad.
Do you yank them out of that school?
Off
or
limits.
Do you say... Hey, you got to start somewhere.
Right.
With a
right.
life lesson.
Then just don't say it.
Boy, text lines lighting up.
Yeah, they are.
Responding to the situation, this preschool. It's a preschool they've been told, the kids have been told, they're banning the term best friend. You can't use that term best friend.
No, you cannot.
Because then it allows other kids to feel like they're not included.
Yeah, they're feeling left out.
I got to be honest, our grandson is 5 and a half, Ethan.
Right.
I've never... Now, I don't know the situation, you know, preschool or kindergarten now.
Right.
But I've never even heard him use the word best friend.
No.
Like he's never come up to me and said, hey, Trevor or Noah is my best friend. Or my best friend Noah.
Right.
He's never said. Now, the parents have led him to say that.
Right.
And said, is Noah your best friend at school?
Right.
So and he just kind of wipes his nose on his sleeve.
I don't know. Even if they say it, I just don't think they understand the concept of it. I got one text now from Sharon who said, you know, how do you stop a 4-year-old from expressing their feelings? You shouldn't.
Right.
You know, at that age, you just shouldn't. Let them say what they say and feel what they feel. Now, Daniel says, enough already. Not everybody wins. Not everybody gets a trophy. We're not allowing kids to learn how to deal with adversity or conflict or failure. Hence the world situations. Wow, you really took this far, Daniel. You really
did. At 4. What?
Yeah, this is preschool. Generally in preschool, they let in like 18 months to 4 years old. They are still pooping their pants, people. They're barely holding their heads up on their own at this point.
I don't even think they know what the word banning means.
No, what?
Gary's on the phone. Gary, you're a father. What do you think?
Is it really that important to sit there and tell somebody that they can't have somebody who they enjoy more than most everybody else because it hurts somebody's feelings once?
Yeah. Well,
it seems a bit over the top and a bit ridiculous.
It kind of does. They're preschoolers, you know, so I don't know if this is a valid point or not, but it sure seems extreme.
I don't know what it's teaching.
Yeah, I know it.
I don't know what it's, you know, the learning process.
Right. It's okay to say you're my best friend. How many of those did you have when you were young?
Yeah, you know what? Don't worry. The group will shrink as you get older.
And when you're in preschool, guess what? It's not going to last that long, okay? Let it go, people. Let it go.
Tara, as a mom, what do you think?
Nobody's teaching anybody any skills to be a human being anymore and have a normal relationship. It's all about, and now we can't hurt anybody's feelings. Having your feelings hurt is part of life, and maybe those people need to think that if feelings are being hurt, it's more on the person to learn to be tough and get through things.
Okay, does everybody know we're talking about preschoolers?
Yes, these are like 2, 3, 4-year-olds.
I don't even think they know what a best friend is.
I don't think so either. I think they just hear the term and there you go.
But getting back to her point, it's a life lesson.
Right, I guess so.
And do you start that early?
Right.
about, like, I taught Nicole and Kelly a life's lesson. I like to say it's a life lesson about lying.
Right.
They were 6 or 7, something like that. And I caught them lying.
Mm-hmm.
And to teach them a lesson, I told them one time, I said, hey, we're going to go to Dairy Queen. So get ready, you know what you're going to order.
Right.
So I pulled in and then parked and then backed out and kept going.
Oh.
And they said, hey, I thought we were going to get some Dairy Queen. I said, I lied to you. See? How do you feel? How does that make you feel?
Oh, my gosh. That was kind of a move. But okay. No.
Trying to teach him a lesson.
Wow. Were there tears involved in this?
No.
Well, okay.
There might have been. They were in the back seat.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't care. They weren't getting ice cream anyhow.
We have one more call regarding the band of the term best friend.
Yes.
Dorothy Marie's on the phone. Tell everybody your idea.
Say one of my best friends, and that excludes no one.
That's what I do at my age, so nobody feels excluded. Dude, one of my best friends. One of my very
Thank
best friends.
You, Carla. That's good.
Yes. Yeah.
See, the voice of reason. Our listeners, they bring it full circle, and they have all the answers.
Yes, that's for true.
Oh, and here's my thoughts. I gotta go. I love you. Take care.
Mike and Carla's other news.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A 34-year-old woman in Laredo, Texas, arrested about 1 o'clock in the morning last Wednesday after she wouldn't stop dancing on a bar at her local Applebee's.
Well, sure. Everyone hops on the bar at Applebee's.
Carla has since been released on her own recognizance.
Oh, man, I found out over the weekend any club's a strip club if you drink enough. By golly.
45-year-old woman on a flight from London to Salt Lake City, evidently not happy about something, doused other passengers with coffee.
Oh, jeez.
She overturned a drink cart. That's a lot. You know, those drink carts are heavy.
Really heavy.
Then, if that wasn't enough, then she jumped on the back of the air marshal.
Oh, come on.
Woo-hoo.
Jeez.
Carla Ray is now facing assault charges. I thought you were in Pahrump all weekend.
I was in Pahrump. You know what? Well, I'll tell you, someplace that happens, what happens there stays there. That's Pahrump, people.
Just hopped on the air marshal's
back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, want to be a cowboy. Oh, my gosh. A little 8-year-old girl from New Jersey, Woodbridge, New Jersey. Mike, she's launched a campaign to save Toys R Us. Little Delilah. And 100 of her friends have signed a petition and put up posters. And they also are doing a lemonade stand. They're going to raise money. And anything they get, they're giving it to Toys R Us. Oh, poor girl. Oh, no. Okay. All right.
You know what? Good for them.
Yeah, I'm Toys R Us. Go ahead. Give it to me. That's fine. Dylan McWilliams.
Bunch of change.
Yeah. Here you go.
On the counter.
Will we save it now?
Old man Toys R Us. What the hell?
I know. Listen, even the giraffe is like, well, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. My neck hurts. I'm so done, man.
Check it out.
Dylan McWilliams is his name. He was surfing in Kauai, and a shark bit his leg pretty bad.
Oh.
Paddled 50 yards before being rushed to the hospital. They stitched him up. He's going to be okay. Now, 7 months earlier, he was camping, and a 300-pound black bear attacked him. Says a bear
it's
just
not funny.
No. Oh no, he gets better. Bear grabbed the back of his head, started pulling him. He fought back and finally he dropped him. Now, a couple years prior to that, he was bit by a rattlesnake.
Wow.
During a Utah hiking trip. So it's the trifecta, Mike, for this kid.
There you go.
Yeah. But he says he's going to keep doing what he does. You know what? He's real outdoors.
Alone.
He's gonna keep doing.
I'm not going with this guy.
Dude. Listen, man. You go ahead. Yeah. You surf. You go. You hike. You do whatever you want. But we're going to stay home. We're going to jump out of a plane because it's a lot safer than being with you. It is Monday. That's your other news.
It is 9:40, and all over the news, it's been about this Waffle House shooting in Nashville, Tennessee, where this kid with his gun killed at least 4 people.
Yeah.
Cops are still trying to track him down. But the other story that needs to be told is it could have been a lot worse, except for the fact that James Shaw, This guy, James Shaw, was at the Waffle House, and he basically turns out to be a hero.
Yeah.
Here's James Shaw telling you what he did.
And then when he proceeded to come in, I actually went behind this like a push door, a swivel door. He shot through that, and it was at that time that I kind of made up my mind, because there's no way to lock that door, that if it was going to come down to it, he was going to have to work to kill me. At the time that he was either reloading or the gun jammed or whatever happened is when I ran through the swivel door. I hit him with the swivel door. The gun was kind of jammed up and it was pushed down, so we were scuffling. I managed to get him with one hand on the gun, and then I grabbed it from him and I threw it over the countertop. After that, I was trying to get out the door, and I think he was pretty much in the entranceway, so I just took him out with me, out of the entrance and all the way outside.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. Wow. I don't know how these people do it sometimes. I really don't.
Now, I would like to think that's how I would react.
Well, I'd like to think that too, but I don't know
if I could.
Yeah, I don't know. These people just react and you know, dive in, and it's pretty amazing.
James Shaw.
Yeah.
Just at the Waffle House going, you know what? It's either kill or be killed, I guess.
Well, yeah. He said they didn't know what it was when they went in again. They thought it was like maybe dishes or something breaking. They didn't quite know, but it's crazy. Crazy.
Amazing story. You know what, James? We salute you.
Absolutely.
Good job. Ugh, but again, they're still looking for this kid. They're still trying to track him down.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens, and we'll continue to follow that story. But just wanted to make sure everybody knows about this guy. The guy's name is James Shaw. What a hero.
I know, and he's been all over the news this morning, and with good reason. Mm-hmm. Good. And catch this guy, man.
All right, before we kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, looking forward to coming back Tuesday morning.
Well, we'll have your first two chances to put a grand in your hand, 5 a.m., 8 a.m. as well. And you know what? All sorts of things to set you off. Apparently, we are setting people off this morning.
Wow.
We'll keep it going tomorrow as well.
Also, earlier this morning, we announced that Alanis Morissette adding another show at the Pearl. Wendy Rush will have those tickets for you before you could buy them. Also announced Simple Minds at the Pearl. Your first chance to win them before you could buy them with Larry Martino at 3:40 this afternoon. So, with that said, anything you missed on the morning show, catch up, keep up with the podcast. You can do that of this show, entertainment news, interviews, and more on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She will have your third chance to put a grand in your hand. A unique code word, so make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. And we come back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.